Chapter 5, Safety, Environmental Stewardship, and Protection in Munitions Operations. Munitions operations have the potential to cause death or injury to personnel, catastrophic damage to equipment and facilities, and damage to the environment. Safety in any operation is of the utmost concern to soldiers and a critical requirement for leaders at all levels. The Army is a national leader in the areas of environmental and natural resource stewardship. Protection operations during munitions support are essential to both safety and mission accomplishment. Safety considerations. Safety, including risk assessment and accident reporting, is an inherent responsibility of commanders at all levels. The following discussion provides guidance on both general and munitions-related safety issues. For more information on general explosive safety, refer to ATP 4-35.1. During the planning phase of any operation, safety personnel must conduct a task analysis and safety evaluation before writing unit SOPs. This allows sufficient time for safety input to ensure that units can implement operational changes effectively and efficiently. Policy directives, site plans, licenses, and SOPs are developed and approved per Army Command Policy. Army commands and unit safety managers serve as the command point of contact for all safety-related ammunition and explosives actions. They will initiate development of explosives licenses and explosives safety site plans and coordinate these with appropriate staff elements, for example, G3 or S3, G4 or S4, engineering and logistics elements, and with sustainment brigade and unit QASAS support personnel. Participate in the base planning process as required. Planners should review the base master plan to ensure that no unit plans construction inside the explosive safety arcs. When construction unrelated to ammunition operations is required within the explosive safety arcs, safety personnel update the explosive safety site plans and submit revised explosive licenses to the approval authority. QASAS personnel supporting Army commands, sustainment brigades, and units will provide technical assistance to safety directors and managers in the development of explosives licenses, inspections, explosives safety site plans, submissions, and explosives licenses. AR-385-10 provides options based on the acceptance of ever-increasing degrees of risk to the commander facing various and fluctuating battlefield hazards. The provisions of AR-385-10 apply in a recognized war zone, contingency operations area, or an area where hostilities are imminent. The Army commander can implement these provisions after receiving proper authorities. Several fundamental facts govern the relaxation of peacetime explosive safety standards during combat and contingency operations, which require acceptance of added risks. Whenever and wherever possible, ammunition personnel follow the peacetime explosive safety standards. Implement less restrictive guidance only after assessing the risks of relaxation against mission-imposed parameters. AR-385-10 provides guidance for site plans, waiver requirements, and site licensing. DAPAM-385-64 establishes munitions and explosive safety standards to protect military personnel, Army civilian employees, the public, and the environment. The intent is directed at asset preservation to maintain mission capability. However, reduced levels of protection may impair or delay mission capability in the event of an explosives accident. Explosive safety quantity distance standards include asset preservation distance and minimum separation distance. Where quantity distance considerations must be relaxed, preventing propagation and preserving personnel, military equipment, and ammunition should be paramount. In some situations that do not meet the specific requirement, safety personnel can provide equivalent protection by using protective construction or restructuring the operation. In situations where safety personnel provide equivalent protection, they must support their solution with approved analysis by the appropriate level of command. Safety personnel do not consider equivalent protection actions that meet regulatory requirements as waivers or exemptions. At the segregation area, unexpended ammunition is identified and segregated by type and lot number. After being checked for non-standard or hazardous conditions, the munitions are repacked, palletized, and stored in accordance with distances outlined in established theaters of operations. Ammunition personnel use MHE to store, handle, and move munitions. Examples are forklifts, towing tractors, cranes, pallet jacks, palletized load system trucks, and conveyors. Forklifts and cranes are the most common MHE used by ammunition units. Trained operators, supervisors, maintenance, and safety personnel are key to ensuring a safe MHE operating environment. Commanders use the Army Risk Management Process to address tactical situations that fall outside the provisions of safety regulations. Commanders should identify the hazards associated with the operation, assess these hazards, develop controls, make a decision based on the analysis, and supervise and evaluate the operation and controls. Munitions handlers must be alert to the danger associated with depleted uranium rounds. Since these rounds present a potential radiological hazard, proper storage and handling are critical. DAPAM 700-48 identifies added precautions. Ammunition handlers must follow these precautions when handling ammunition containing depleted uranium or other radioactive commodities. Environmental stewardship considerations. Commanders must follow applicable environment regulations during peacetime operations. In contingency operations, or when coordinating operations within a host nation or coalition scenario outside the continental United States, commanders must promote and inspire a keen awareness of the environment. Many federal, state, local, and host nation laws hold commanders legally responsible for environmental damage caused by inadequate planning or supervision of operations and training. Leaders must comply with environmental provisions to avoid adverse environmental impacts when planning or executing operations. Regulations, rules, and guidance for munitions unit leaders are contained in AR 200-1, ATP 3-34.5, and Federal Register CFR 40. The operational commander determines the need for and environmental impact of the destruction of ammunition or other explosives to prevent capture by the enemy. If possible, Army forces should repair environmental damage occurring because of enemy actions or accidents involving munitions. Containment, cleanup, and restoration of the immediate area allows commanders to use the area for future operations. Commanders must follow guidance in applicable publications and use environmental risk assessment matrices to assess possible damage. Such assessments allow leaders to minimize environmental damage while optimizing performance and mission completion. Modular ammunition companies are equipped with Army firefighters and associated equipment for basic fire prevention, protection, and hazardous material response operations in an ASP. Protection considerations. Munitions are required for protection, and commanders must secure munitions in all operations. Commanders must conduct protection and security procedures deliberately due to the potentially catastrophic events that may result from improper adherence to protection requirements. Munitions unit commanders and personnel must be aware that in any type of conflict, ASAs will be priority targets for the enemy. ASAs are vulnerable to the entire spectrum of threat weaponry and forces, including insider threats. ASA site planning, design, and layout must include careful consideration of the enemy capability to attack it and incorporate all active and passive measures available to minimize the risk of damage. To ensure operational security for munitions operations, units should include military deception and anti-terrorism measures in daily activities. This includes munitions transportation operations that should consider cargo concealment, dispersal, and the varying of platform, vehicle type, aerial delivery, or ground haul routes and timetables for distribution. In a combat zone when ASAs or munitions distribution operations do not display fire or chemical symbol placards due to threat, a map and master list, manifest, describing the location and contents must be provided to firefighters, guards, security forces, and first responders. For more information on operational security, refer to ADP 3-37. Munitions protection requirements. The Army's Ordnance Corps is the proponent for explosive safety. The Ordnance Corps has established safety as a fourth core competency. Munitions and explosive safety is a priority consideration for all soldiers and leaders. Reducing the probability of and limiting damage caused by unintended initiation of munitions requires disciplined application of explosive safety procedures and adherence to explosive safety rules. Ammunition and explosives have identified regulatory requirements for secure handling and storage. Regulations place ammunition and explosives into four risk categories based on their ease of utility, potential casualty and damage effect, ease of adaptability and portability, as well as their attractiveness to pilferage by criminal elements. Representative risk categories for ammunition and explosives and their regulatory physical security measures are outlined in AR-190-11. Certain inert munitions and those munitions devices primarily used for training, commonly referred to as dummy ammunition, are sensitive items based on their potential for pilferage, misuse, modification, or conversion into operational munitions. These munitions must be clearly marked and prevented from being misidentified, distributed, or retrograded with other munitions. In some instances, commanders class dummy ammunition Category 4, and ammunition handlers must treat it as live ammunition. Refer to the item's controlled inventory item code per AR-708-1 for guidance. Ammunition planners and handlers should refer to regulatory guidance for the secure storage and transportation of ammunition and explosives in AR-190-11 and DAPAM 385-64. Any materials assigned a controlled inventory item code other than a U or a blank is sensitive, controlled, or pilferable. Controlled item inventory code U means the item is non-sensitive in nature. The Army assigns associated risk categories for munitions in accordance with AR-190-11. For more information on controlled inventory item code, refer to DAPAM 708-2. Logistics operations often use contracted or host nation transportation platforms for distribution and retrograde. Therefore, ammunition handlers and managers must pay special attention and adhere to the controlled inventory item code per DAPAM 708-2 in all munitions operations. Commanders must use the specified munitions controlled inventory item code when determining relative levels of security required in accountability, distribution, retrograde, and storage of munitions. Transportation of United States munitions always requires a United States security element for distribution and retrograde operations. Military police may assist in assessing logistical storage, transfer, and shipping areas, as well as systems, modes, aerial pods, and seaports of debarkation for vulnerabilities and threats. The United States Army Criminal Investigation Division may help munitions unit commanders to identify and mitigate vulnerabilities in deployed environments. Protection ammunition. Due to persistent threat, commanders and munitions planners must ensure soldiers have adequate means to defend themselves and their equipment at all times when preparing for, conducting, or returning from operations. Ammunition issued for this purpose is referred to as protection ammunition, regardless of the type or quantity issued, and is a subset of a commander's operational load in accordance with AR-5-13. At times, munitions combat loads may not be required or available prior to reception in a theater of operations or during certain operations within a theater. In a permissive environment, only limited quantities or specific types of munitions may be required for protection prior to, en route to, during operations, or upon redeployment from the theater of operations. Planners should consider permissive environments during the planning process. Permissive environments are common during domestic humanitarian aid operations or those executed in partner nations. Individual soldiers must always have the means to defend themselves from threats in contingency operations, regardless of their military occupational specialty or assigned weapon. Commanders ensure their soldiers retain, maintain, and properly safeguard protection ammunition throughout the duration of an operation. Commanders and munitions planners ensure individual soldiers retain a minimum allocation of protection ammunition for personally assigned weapons from the time of initial deployment until reception at home station or the termination of hostilities. Physical security. Upon departure from the ASA, the receiving unit must provide physical security for ammunition in accordance with AR-190-11 and DAPAM-710-2-1. The physical security requirements for ammunition during combat operations and following the end of hostilities are consistent with the physical security of all ammunition. Throughout contingency operations, there may be pockets of enemy resistance, guerrilla units, or terrorists that want to continue the fight. Leaders must keep this in mind and develop effective physical security plans to prevent the capture or destruction of munition stocks. AR-190-11 provides detailed guidance for the physical security of ammunition and explosives. Based on the size and physical terrain characteristics of a storage area, ammunition units may require additional augmentation to provide physical security. Commanders of ammunition units must ensure their unit has developed an effective security plan based on applicable regulations, command directives, and the tactical situation. At a minimum, the plan must include the following: unit mission, current tactical situation, level of threat expected, available resources, unit vulnerability. The security plan must consider all aspects of physical security. These include access control, guard force operations, personnel screening, document and materials accountability, emergency actions. Categories of ammunition. Category 1 to Category 4 munitions items require special consideration. Category 1 items include non-nuclear missiles and rockets in a ready-to-fire configuration, for example, Stinger and Javelin. They also include explosive complete rounds for missiles. Category 2 items include high-explosive and white phosphorus hand and rifle grenades, anti-tank and anti-personnel mines with an unpacked weight of 50 pounds or less, and demolition explosives. Category 2 items include weapon components such as silencers, mufflers, and noise suppression devices. Category 3 ammunition includes 50 caliber and larger with explosives-filled projectile, unpacked weight of 100 pounds or less each. Some examples are grenades, incendiary, and fuses for high explosives grenades. Category 4 items include ammunition with non-explosive projectiles, unpacked weight of 100 pounds or less each. Examples would be riot control agents, 100-pound package or less. For more information regarding regulatory requirements for munitions physical security, see AR-190-11.